Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Dad Podcast, where on the weekends we do a deeper dive at how to get better at our most important job, being a parent. Sometimes in these episodes, I talk to best-selling authors and elite performers and other guests. But lately, I've also been having conversations with my wife, Samantha, the co-parent of my two boys. We do it over in the Daily Stoic studio here in Bastrop, Texas. She and I talk about things that we're working on as parents, things that we're working on as people, and how we are supporting each other, challenging each other, and like I said, trying to get better at what we do. Guest or not, I hope you hear some ideas here that will help make you a better parent. I was better for having the conversation. I hope you enjoy. Hey, it's Ryan Holiday. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Dad Podcast. I'm talking to you here from the Naval Academy here in Annapolis. I'm in my hotel room working on a little handheld mic because I left mine at home. But it's funny, I realized that it was here at the Naval Academy in 2018 or 19 that I met today's guest. We've been friends ever since. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Irwin did not go to the Naval Academy. He's actually a West Point graduate, but he's the author of a bunch of books I like, including Lead Yourself First and Leadership is a Relationship. And he was down at the Painted Porch back in February, I think. He was giving a talk and I had him on the podcast. He was an intelligence officer who did three tours in the Middle East. Following his third deployment, he attended the University of Michigan, where he studied positive psychology and leadership. He's the founder of this great nonprofit called Team Red, White, and Blue, which helps enrich the lives of American veterans by connecting them to their communities through physical and social activity. And he is just an overall great leadership expert, fellow rancher slash farmer, and a father. And we talk some parenting, and we talk parenting in today's episode, how he reads the Daily Stoic to his kids, and this idea of leading ourselves first, which is what we have to do as parents. I think you're really going to like this episode. You can follow him at Irwin RWB. That's Red, White, and Blue. And you can check out his new book, Leadership is a Relationship, which we've got signed copies of in the Painted Porch.
Leaders have an obligation to do the hardest thinking for themselves. You can outsource it to consultants and you can outsource it to your staff, but ultimately you need to own those decisions as a leader because other people's lives and livelihoods hang in the balance based upon the clarity of your decision-making sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you think, I was just thinking of sort of tech companies as you're talking about this. These are companies that sort of have, their decisions have implications for society and the world, right? Even just as simple as, you know, they dramatically overexpanded during COVID. And now they had to lay off lots and lots of people, right? Yep. So that's just a decision you make that had someone been as more well-versed, better informed, better advised, maybe wouldn't have made, and someone wouldn't have moved across the country, left one job. You know, people make decisions based on the things. And then obviously, you know, you make decisions that ultimately affect the course of society or public opinion or how people read or consume things. And so, yeah, there's a lot of responsibility just in being a person who's has a platform or a person who leads people or runs a company. Like, very few of us are so insignificant as human beings that our decisions don't have consequences on other people. Even just think about, like, as a parent, right? Yeah. If you decide not to study what it means to be a parent, if you have no understanding, if you're just sort of doing what your parents did or what other parents tend to do. Or you're not dealing with, like, your own shit, right? You're not understanding yourself and your issues.
Why do I get so mad about that?
Exactly, right? Those are things that your kid is going to be talking about in therapy 30 years from now. Right. Yeah. And so, you have this sort of obligation to be informed and educated and have acquired as much knowledge as possible without direct experience so that when you get the direct experience, you can integrate it quickly, you can make the right decisions, you can learn from it, that it's adding to your store of knowledge, not starting your store of knowledge.
Yeah, I love that. And just riffing a little bit off of what you just said there. So I'm such a huge fan, obviously, of Daily Dad, right, for that. Remember when you were at the Naval Academy Leadership Conference together 2018, 2019. I can't remember. Time flies. Yeah. But we were there, I, you know, kind of said, hey, what's the application of this for children? And, and obviously part of the thinking there was like through parents. And so Daily Dad, I think, was pretty nascent at that time. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was even just like—
I think I just started it.
In pilot mode. And I remember that was a really cool thing because, you know, I had, you know, co-founded the Positivity product and I was starting to look at the implications of this stuff for kids. But one of the things that was really interesting for me in 2023, at our table, at breakfast, I've got five kids. My wife and I, we would do the Daily Stoic every single day. Now, was it over the heads of my four-year-old and eight-year-old? Yes. But you know, the 10, 12, and 13-year-old, you know, Eli, Adelaide, and Therese were able to start grasping the concepts as you went through. And I thought it was just a really interesting point about the role of like, how do we become better parents? Because I've actually found that in the conversations at the table, for my wife and I to hear, you know, and especially as, you know, so much of it ties to emotional regulation and control, but also it was really cool to see kids start picking up on these ideas, you know, because as we know, kids are sponges and they listen and sometimes they're not picking things up like we think they are, but they were able to very slowly start to pick up on some of these key themes.
Yeah.
And anyways, just, you know, as a quick nod to you, I mean, like the application of certainly Daily Stoic to adults, but it's actually been a good way to kind of help a conversation with kids in a way that, again, even though they're not fully ready for it yet, they started to pick up. And by the end of the year, you know, there was just like the flash to bang was a lot faster in terms of them understanding the concepts. So that was pretty cool.
Hey, you're listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. One meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.